Let's kick things off today with the deep dive into why inflation is higher here in the Tampa Bay area than anywhere else in the country. And for that, we turn to Dr. Michael Snipes, instructor of economics at the University of South Florida, Sarasota, Manatee. Dr. Snipes, thanks so much for coming on the show. So in terms of just the raw numbers, how high is inflation here across Tampa Bay?
Well, right now we're ranked first in the country. We're seeing about an 8% inflation rate for the Tampa Bay area. And that's about four times what kind of the expected or average inflation rate is. Usually prices go up about 2% year over year. And so this 8% that we're seeing right now is pretty extraordinary given what we normally would see.
And of course, the natural follow-up would be, why is it so bad here? What is it about Tampa Bay in particular that has us leading the nation in inflation?
Sure. I think it's a couple things. One, I think it's just kind of a general economy-wide phenomenon in that, you know, for 2020 and for 2021, while we were under quarantine or while people were out of work, I mean, there was a lot of pent-up spending that wasn't taking place. So now that the economy is starting to come back on track, a lot of spending that wasn't taking place is now taking place. So that's going to explain at least part of why we're seeing prices go up just in general. But more specific to our region, I think a lot of it has to do with people coming in from out of state, because Florida had lower restrictions for quarantine, lower restrictions for lockdowns. You know, our economy was kept open. And so what that did is that attracted a lot of individuals from out of state, and they would come in and spend their money here. And then if we think about, you know, well, who are the people who are most likely to travel in 2020 or 2021? Well, it was going to be wealthier individuals. So if our economy and our society was more open than the rest of the country, people knew to come here. You know, Florida was already an established tourist destination. People knew to come here, and if it was wealthier individuals who were coming here and spending money, that's going to cause kind of a disproportionate increase in prices in Tampa Bay relative to the rest of the country.
The inflation that we're seeing right now, is it essentially the result of two major issues kind of happening at the same time? You have major supply chain disruptions due to the pandemic, and you've got different disruptions happening in different places at different times. And also this massive surge in demand for things that we've seen, because for a while people couldn't do things, so they just wanted to buy things. And also there was an influx of money that was pumped into the economy to help keep it stable and to help prevent us from falling into a worse economic situation than what we already found ourselves in.
I think some of that is fair. I mean, we certainly don't want to discount supply chain issues. If there's less money, or excuse me, if there's less production, then that's something that's going to put an upward pressure on price. If, you know, the less of something there is, the more expensive that thing is going to be. But you mentioned, you know, that influx of cash that was put into the economy, and if what you're referring to is the money that was, you know, kind of given to people as part of relief packages that the government put into place, or some of the eviction or rent control policies that were put into place, that didn't really have too much of an effect on inflation. What those were really meant to do, more than anything, was not really to stimulate the economy. Those type of policies were put into place to really just help people survive until they could get back on their feet, until they could find another job, or until the economy recovered. So the spending packages, be they for businesses, in the PPP loans or in the transfer payments to individuals, that was really more about keeping people afloat more than it was trying to stimulate the economy.
Was it maybe an unintended consequence, especially in this latest round of stimulus, the one that took place this year, where you had people receiving this stimulus money and then using it to buy a bunch of things at the very time when the supply chain just couldn't keep up with that kind of demand?
With some things, we would see that. You know, we have gas prices going up, and some of that is a lot more people are traveling, mm-hmm. A lot more people are driving, and especially this time of year, we're just going to expect to see gas prices go up, even in a normal year. But you know, when we have these kind of transfer payments that we saw in 2020 and 2021, I mean, people have a limited income. So people are going to be looking to spend that money on necessities. So what are the necessities? Well, it's going to be your food. It's going to be your housing. It's going to be, you know, gas. It's going to be things of that nature. And it's not necessarily going to be kind of the discretionary spending that we would normally see that normally makes up, you know, the majority of GDP. And so, I mean, when we had those transfer payments, that's not really going to affect inflation because those were purchases that were made pre-pandemic and during the pandemic. Really, any kind of losses that we would see would be in discretionary spending.
I'm joined by Dr. Michael Snipes, an instructor of economics at USF Sarasota Manatee, helping us understand the inflation issue, especially here in the Tampa Bay area. So what would lead to the increases in prices that we've seen in some of those staple items, including groceries, food, things like that? Is that part supply chain disruption? Is there something else going on? Why are those prices increasing?
Yeah, with staples, it's going to be more supply chain issues than anything else. I mean, the demand for groceries and the demand for rent and the demand for gasoline, that's always going to be there. So what's really causing disruptions there is supply chain issues. And, you know, a lot of the supply chain issues, a lot of that is coming back to the fact that a lot of people were laid off and a lot of people, you know, couldn't work during the pandemic. Well, if we have fewer workers and we have fewer laborers, that's going to cause a decrease in production. And so, yeah, with staples, it's going to be much more of a supply chain issue than it is a consumer issue. Because if it's a staple, you're going to be buying it regardless of whether in a pandemic or not. So really with the staples, it's going to be much more of a supply chain issue.
Obviously, one question that everybody has on their mind right now, when is this going to end? When will the inflation start to come back down more towards the norm? There was certainly a thought process going into this recovery that we would see inflation, but it would likely be pretty temporary. We seem to be in a little bit of a worse situation than what was anticipated. Where do you think we're at in terms of this cycle, and how do you see this playing out over the next few months and well into 2022?
Well, that's something that's really difficult to predict. And
well, we would like an exact time and date if we can get that, Dr. Snipes. If it's possible to pin it down.
August 26th. August 26th at noon. No, it's really difficult to make a prediction like that. And I would question people that if somebody knows, says that they know for certain when this will end, to really kind of take that with a grain of salt. One thing that I will say and that I can say with confidence is that this 8% inflation rate, this is temporary. This is really just kind of a perfect storm of situations, all of which can cause prices to rise individually. They're all just kind of happening at the same time. And unfortunately, that's leading to disproportionately high prices. This is temporary. I mean, the economy doesn't like abnormally high prices. It likes to have inflation rates about 2%. So if we're at about 8%, prices are higher than what they normally are, what they normally should be. So this is temporary, and prices will start to go back down. I mean, when exactly that'll happen is hard to say. It probably won't happen in December, January, February, because, you know, we still have holiday spending that's going on, and that's always a boost to the economy. But, you know, as the economy starts to come back online, you know, we're still going to be here for a while. I mean, we're still working out supply chain issues. There's still problems in the labor market that it's going to be a couple more months before things really kind of start to get back to normal for most people. And so it's going to be a rough time for at least a couple more months. My best prediction, my gut feeling would be that, you know, probably mid-2022 is when we can really kind of start to see things get back to normal. But really, up until then, we've got an economy that's still recovering and an economy that's still growing from a recession or coming out of a recession that we had the past year and a half. So we could still expect to see higher prices, certainly not 8%. I would be very surprised if they stayed at about 8%. But, I mean, higher prices are going to be here for a while, and that's really just kind of a signal of kind of this perfect storm of circumstances that we're seeing right now.
Dr. Michael Snipes, an instructor of economics at USF Sarasota Manatee, with some insight for us into the inflation issue, especially here in the Tampa Bay area. Dr. Snipes, really appreciate the time and expertise. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.